3, 2, 1.
Live from Pasadena, California, it's The Gathering. Here's your host, Sky.
What is up? Hello, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome back to this edition, episode of The Gathering. We're so excited to be back, so excited to be back in the saddle. We welcome all the nerds and nerdettes tonight. A week is a week. It feels like forever, but I never gather alone. I always gather with my fellow nerds, and tonight we have Oscar in the house. What's up, Oscar?
Tonight.
Oscar, repeat that. You kind of came in and out, so.
West, how's everyone doing tonight?
Of course you said West. I could have not known that was coming. What's up, Daniel?
What's up, everyone?
And Derek. Hi, Derek.
Sad, dude.
Not much, man. Not much. Just excited to podcast tonight. It's a little hot in L.A. It's a little hot in this podcast studio, which is now a different studio. I'm excited for you guys to get over here and test it out with this new Midway Mortal Kombat cabinet that needs to be played in a little gathering tournament. See who wins. Bring your quarters. So that'll be fun. Anyways, was that?
It was free.
It is free, but we're gonna bet. we're gonna pretend bet. So let's get into it, man. Real quick housekeeping. Thank you for joining us tonight. Wherever you're at, subscribe to us. Whatever station. Blah blah blah. Yada yada yada. All right, Oscar, what's up, man? How are you? Oh yeah, wait.
Good,
I don't want to yada yada too much. Daniel, tell them our Instagram page.
Daniel_Daniel_Daniel.
Perfect. All right, Oscar, what's up, man? How are you?
Good, man. You know, I can't complain. I'm liking this this Sunday. We're celebrating my girlfriend's birthday a little early, so we went to the dog beach and kind of stayed there for most of the day. Then took her out to have a nice little lunch slash dinner, early dinner. So we took her to Lazy Dog when my little dog had a little chicken, some rice as well. I spoiled him. Can't forget the homie.
So you went to a dog beach and went to go eat at a place called Lazy Dog.
Of course, it was a doggy type of day.
Is Lazy Dog, is it named that because it's specifically so you can take your dog, or is that just the name of it?
I mean, maybe just because you can take your dog there, but I mean, it's just the name. Pets are welcome, but you get to see outside.
No, interesting. Okay, that's actually kind of, you dogged it up, man.
I did. other than that, that was just my Sunday. It's been easy, peasy. Japanese.
Easy peasy Japanese. All right. What's up, Daniel? How you doing over there, man?
Good. The work week was slow, like normal, but I had a great weekend. Friday saw Fast 9.
Oh, nice. Well, let's get into that. I actually was thinking about seeing it, but I just didn't have time, man.
Oh, my dude. It was so good to be at the movie theaters again. Oh, great feeling.
This is your first one? Too. Was it packed?
No, the movie theater in general was packed, but, like, the theater wasn't packed, like, actually watching the movie. Saturday, we had, like, a little, like, pool, kind of like a pool party for my wife's side of the family, so it was pretty cool. Damon got on the pool and stuff, and then Sunday today, we're up in Santa Barbara, and we just got back right now, It was a long day.
That's a long drive. I've done that in a day, man. How was the weather up there? It's pretty. It's overcast, right? A little chilly, huh?
It was overcast, but it was humid. Oh, so it was hot. It wasn't like in the mid 80s, but it was nice. It was a good day.
I was tripping out. I saw the news midday at some point. It was like 70 or 69 or something like that, and like at Long Beach or Malibu or whatever, Huntington, and then over in like Palmdale or Palm Springs was like 120 degrees.
Yep.
Like you could literally drive an hour and a half. If I was in Palmdale, I would have literally drove an hour and a half to the beach, been like, fuck this. That's cool, man.
Didn't we talk about this like the other day, like California dream to go surfing, snowboarding, and skateboarding and biking all in one day?
Yeah, you could 100% do it.
Yeah, that's freaking awesome.
So real quick on Fast 9, because Fast and the Furious movies are just all over the place. What did you think of the movie? Did you thumbs up, thumbs down, medium thumb?
It's a Fast and the Furious movie. Think about that. Okay. Like, just enjoy the movie. Don't take it the realistic. And I'm not spoiling anything, but they're in space.
Spoil it. Everyone knew they were in space, bro.
Out of control. Dude.
But just don't take it serious. It was actually a good storyline. Like, good storyline, but, like, the realistic of it, it's a Fast and the Furious movie. Yeah, but I totally liked it. I loved it.
They're going to end up in Middle Earth next time, watch, with King Kong. Yeah.
Did it make sense how they brought Hans back or no? Like how
it actually did. Yeah, actually. Okay. It's pretty cool, actually, how they did that. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Is it? Are they doing it like spoilers? Little some spoilers. Are they basing him like off of Tokyo Drift or before that, or how are they plugging him in to be alive still?
This is the latest version of it. So it's after Tokyo, after everything. All the other movies are before this. Yeah. So like taking place like now.
Okay.
Yeah, watch it. Highly recommend it.
All right, Derek, what's up, man? You still there?
What's up, dude?
How you doing?
Good.
Oh, you know, I'm naked. You know, playing myself.
Stupid. Shut up. Good.
Sorry. Shout out to Thursday. We hanged out with our cousin Diego before he left to the military. And we had went to Dave and Buster's. We didn't invite Sky.
I know.
It was awesome. We had tacos at nighttime. It was a crazy cool fun time.
I was like, I would do that. Even with the invite, I would... That is too far.
I reject them before they reject me.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
You're rejected.
The guy that just wants hocus pocus.
I know. Get a load of this guy.
All right. Derek, how are you, man?
It was my work week was, I was spotty. Like, I only went to the office like 2 days. I had like a stomach bug or something. So on Tuesday.
Sick. Huh? You've been sick, air quotes.
No air quotes. I was sick. I wasn't feeling so good. And then went back to work on Friday, and then had some seminars this weekend. And then, but this entire time I had schoolwork. And, dude, I fucking hate school. Like, nobody writes thesis papers in, like, the field. Like, you know, maybe in, like, the field that you're going into, sure. But, like, in my field, no fucking... There's never been a time where you have to write a thesis paper. I had to watch this movie called Pay It Forward with the kid from The Sixth Sense.
Okay.
Such a dumb movie. Helen Hunt was in there. She's trailer trash like always and looks ugly.
He dies at the end, right? Yeah, like he dies at the end.
Yeah,
like,
he dies at the end.
I remember this movie, yeah.
Yeah, it was just I'm like, really? Like, I have to write a paper on this stupid fucking movie? And it's dumb. But other than that, yeah, it was a pretty slow week.
Nice. Okay. Well, me, as you guys saw soon to the pitch, I finally got the cabinets up. The games are ready. I'm ready for you guys to come over and go a little head to head. It's actually really cool, man, having something like this. I'm so excited. You know those things, like there's certain things that you've always wanted. Like I've always wanted to have like a video game cabinet. And I didn't even know it was possible because in my head I was like, they're thousands of dollars, and they're really not. Like, you can get, like, these arcade one-ups a little small, you know? But if you're sitting down, they're cool. You guys are going to get a kick out of it. I was actually thinking about, like, oh, I can't wait for them to come out and play it. It would be fun. So that was my excitement for the week. I got on there and played a few times, and I know Danny made fun of me once, but we won't go into that because I like to play video games naked. So...
Sounds like Derek right there.
I mean, me and Derek do way too many things naked. You guys got anything else, man? You guys want to jump into a little nerd news and kind of get down to business?
Get down to business.
Let's get down on it. Get down on it. All right, let's do a little nerd news.
Nerd news.
All right, we're starting off nerd news tonight with Oscar. He's got some anime news. Our anime expert is going to lead us off. Go ahead, Oscar.
Well, as any of you may have known, but there's a big anime series that I've been waiting for. I'm pretty sure Derek has been waiting for. And the name of the series is called Chainsaw Man. It's basically, it's off of, they took this off of the Chainsaw, just the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. The plot is, when a father dies, a person was struck with a huge debt and no way to pay it back. So thanks to a devil dog, he is able to survive through odd jobs by killing devils and in the Yakuza, which I think is pretty cool. Like, so essentially, this demon came up to you, gives you a deal, be like, hey, I'll pay off your debt, but you need to kill Yakuza and you need to kill devils for me, and that's the way I'll cover your debt. And I think that's pretty cool. I saw the trailer yesterday. The first trailer came out yesterday, and I really thought it was really good.
Okay, so would you do that? Like, if someone came up to you and said, hey, I'll pay off your debt, all you gotta do is kill this, and did it, like, no one's gonna.
If I was in serious debt and there's like, my back is to the wall, like how this person is, yes, I would. I would take that deal. My father just died. My father left me with this big old debt, and like, there's no way I can get out of it. I'll take that deal. Mm. I mean, no, he's not taking my soul, so he's paying off my debt on long as I kill devils and the Yakuza. I mean, it's a win-win situation.
I don't know.
Oh, you just forgot about not dying?
I mean, I'm pretty sure, like, I'll get some, I mean, I got some powers, I got some odd things that I'm able to use handy against the Yakuza and the demons, or the devils. So essentially, you get devil's powers to kill off devils and Yakuza.
That'd be pretty Yakuza. Cool. I just don't know, like, you watch all these movies, at some point you realize there's a catch. And you're gonna be fucked no matter what, so you just don't do it. Like, there's, you know, like Spawn and Ghost Rider, you know, like these guys, are like, yeah, I'll take this, and there's always a catch, and you're always fucked for it
at the very end. Yeah, you know? There's always a catch. True, I agree.
All right, jumping into some nerd news. I got a James Gunn nerd news. Did you guys hear about how much heat he got for this? For this trailer that came out, which I'm going to play in a little bit. Did you hear about the nerd community going ape shit on him?
No.
So you heard in the trailer, right? That, I don't know, who's the guy? Oh, Bloodsport. Bloodsport is he's incarcerated because he put Superman in the hospital for shooting him with a kryptonite bullet.
Yeah, from the suicide trailer.
Right. So everyone is, what did I say? Did I say not say that?
You didn't say that part.
Oh, so it's in the suicide trailer. So everyone's like going ape shit, like, oh, this, you're so, you know, just giving him a hard time. And so all he does, and I'm so happy that people are fighting back on the nerds, because the nerd community, we're like a bunch of idiots 90% of the time, because we literally get so upset by everything, you know, and it's just because we're so passionate about our loves for this stuff. But he's like, he puts up a panel pretty much of a comic book. I think it was from, I want to say the early 80s, of Superman, like, in the hospital from a bullet wound, healing from getting shot by Bloodsport with a kryptonite bullet. And everyone's like, oh, it really, like, because, you know, like, they're like, this is so dumb. It would never happen. Why are we always, like, trying to change it? And he's like, no, this fucking happened, you idiots. So I thought that was great. Like, you know what I mean? Because I don't know, like, every time a movie comes out, Star Wars, and I'm the same, you know, I'm not going to say I'm any better, but, like, we always,
I'm
like,
better than that.
Yeah, bullshit.
I'm like, oh, cool, you shot Superman. That's pretty interesting. Yeah, I didn't think nothing of it.
I didn't think anything of it either. But there's
it's kryptonite bullet. Like, even if he flicks it, it's going to cut him. Mm-hmm. It's like, it makes sense.
Yeah. How would you not have guns full of that crap, though? You know what I mean? Like, that's what I never understood. Like,
because kryptonites, they don't have a lot of it. That's the thing you have to think about.
Lex always seemed to have a lot of that shit.
Lex has money to send someone to space and get it from a meteor.
I think he sent the crew from Fast 9 to space, by the way.
Probably. Wouldn't doubt it.
The other news in vampire news, not Twilight news, unfortunately, but did you guys hear about AMC last year bought the rights to Anne Rice? And it looks like they're going to come out with an interview with the Vampire series, which I'm actually kind of, I really like that movie. I really like
with William Dafoe.
What's that?
Is that the one with William Dafoe?
I believe he's going to be in this. I believe there's they ordered eight episodes. So we're going to get eight episodes of Interview with the Vampire, the series on AMC, which AMC is a little bit darker and grittier than some of the other stations. So I think that'll be cool. Are you guys fans of Anne Rice? Have you guys ever read any of her books or seen any of the movies?
I'm not a fucking nerd. I'm going to read.
I look at the pictures.
Look at the pictures.
I read manga series, bro. All
right. Tom Wheeling. Do you guys hear about his news?
No.
This is my super exciting news for the week. I got so pumped up. Tom Wheeling revealed that him and Jason or Michael Rosenbaum, the guy who played Lex Luthor on that show, are working on a Smallville animated series, and they're trying to get more of the original cast members to come on. So cool, man. We're at a place now where you can watch the shows you love. Like the Batman the animated series, like they're bringing that back. But you can watch these shows and have the familiarity of these voices and these people and these characters. And like that, they could do this for years. You know, I thought that was super cool. Before I get, I have a series of trailers. I got one more bit of nerd news. And then if you guys got something, you can jump in before I play us out in the trailers. This one is huge, dude. And I think it's huge. Super. You're Derek. This one's a little bit bigger than Derek, just by an inch. The Transformers movie, the title, dude, that like opens up a world of like some awesome shit, dude. Like Transformers Rise of the Beast. Like, what have you guys heard of this yet?
Wait, I thought it was NumberCons.
What?
Yeah, what? NumberCons. I thought it was water tea and dinosaur. The rise of the NumberCons.
No.
Dinosaurs. Transformers lost the dinosaurs.
No.
There were one. You guys are all, there were numbers.
What are you guys? All,
you guys are smoking. You're retards.
What the?
Pop tarts.
Water tea.
Let's try it again.
The NumberCons.
Let's try this again. The sack. This guy. Let's do once in this podcast.
Oh, wait.
Try again.
I'm going to do this, but in order to do this, we're going to have to take it. All right. I went back a little bit. Transformers, a new movie. The title has been named. It's Transformers Rise of the Beast. Not number blah blah.
Different screenshot. Okay, this is what I saw on Nerd News today. For the people, it is water tea and the rise of the NumberCons. I don't know what the fuck is this beast.
Beast wars. Lord, help us.
Beast wars. Pretty much going to be beast wars.
Yeah. Well, so I did talk to Adam, and Adam was telling me that Optimus Prime
is fake news. You don't listen to Adam.
It's fake news. But dude. Is it true that Optimus Prime and they're going to have Optimus Primal in the same? That'd be fucking kind of cool, man.
There's rumors.
There's a lot of, okay. So what do you, okay.
We'll see.
I have a new opinion now. Start from you. What is the best Transformer movie? I actually think it's Bumblebee now because, like, they really went, I didn't realize the first time I saw it how G1 all the characters are. You know, they have they have Soundwave with
like, they look like the original ones too.
Yeah, that was really cool. Like, I hope that's the new norm with these movies. I hope they stick to that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I
can see that. Yeah, the thing is pretty cool.
Like compared to the original Transformers, I see it as more of something that I watched, and it's one of those movies that I'm familiar with, so I'll watch it. But those weren't great. Those weren't Transformer movies. They weren't the Transformer movies that brought you back. I mean, the voices were the same. Stories were awkward, you know? I don't know. This is my opinion.
No.
Okay.
And so then Mortal Kombat comes out too. The new anime next month.
Oh, it does. Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
All these Mortal Kombat ones tie in together, right?
Yeah. This one's the first. Have you seen the last anime that came out last year?
Mm-mm. That's the one with Scorpion, right?
The Rise of Scorpion. It was actually really good.
They played it really well.
And very bloody, and this is like the next part of it.
Okay.
Next week.
What how many of these animes have there been? Because they actually keep them very, like, they release
this
them.
This is two. Okay, this just, is the second one.
This is it? Wow.
Yep. They had an anime show back in the 90s.
So I don't feel that far behind then. I feel like I can actually watch these. That's cool.
Yeah, right. Sure, Scott.
No, I do. Sometimes I feel far behind. That's why I don't watch Clone Wars or even Bad Batch, because I feel like I'm way behind on these shows. Like, I feel like I can never catch up. Because right when that comes out, something else comes out, like Loki or something. Like, and then I'm trying to balance and watch. You know, that's the problem with nowadays. Like, back in the day, you didn't have so many shows to watch. There were a couple, and you loved them, you know? Now there's many, and it's so hard. You have to have time to watch them. Or you got to, like, literally carry your phone with you and watch them as you're driving or some shit, you know? I don't know.
Do that all the time.
Do you?
Yep.
I've actually been in the car with you doing that. It's pretty awesome. All right. I got four trailers to play. We got Shang-Chi, right? I'm saying that right? And Legend of the Ten Rings. We're going to play a little bit of Suicide Squad. We're going to play the newest TV spot for Black Widow. And then we're going to play what I thought was the best trailer of the week, Halloween. Really good trailer. So let's jump into that, and then we'll finish off with some Loki.
Throughout my life, the Ten Rings gave our family power. If you want them to be yours one day, you have to show me you are strong enough to carry them.
You are a product of all who came before you. The legacy of your family. You are your mother. And whether you like it or not, you are also your father.
I told my men they wouldn't be able to kill you if they tried.
So there's about a minute left on that trailer. Make sure to check it out on YouTube. It's really cool. Daniel, who's at the end of that trailer? I have a guess, but I think you may know. Daniel, still there?
It's Drake.
You're on mute.
Am I mute?
No.
I hear you guys.
Daniel, who's at the end of that trailer?
Abomination.
It's Abomination, isn't it? That's what I thought. Okay.
From the original Hulk movie.
Oh, that's crazy. That's actually really, really cool. So that's what I thought. I wasn't 100%, but that's awesome. All right, next trailer. It's a little long. I'm going to play just the beginning of it because we touched on it earlier about this, and it's actually right at the beginning. But the new Suicide's trailer actually looks pretty cool, man.
I agree with you. It actually looks pretty entertaining.
Yeah, I just don't want to get excited yet. I don't want to. I get Morning Wood, dude, and by like literally by the time I pee, it's gone with this movie. So with DC, so hopefully we'll see.
In the mood tears all the time.
What's up, creeps? Jai Courtney here. It's your lucky day because I'm about to grace your screen in the brand new trailer for the Suicide Squad. It's a little early, but I don't see anyone here who's gonna care. Let's go.
Robert Dubois. He's in prison for putting Superman in the ICU with a kryptonite bullet.
I'm not joining your Suicide Squad.
We'll see.
My court date is coming up. And Miss Waller said maybe you could help me out.
You're threatening in my door!
Everyone stand down.
Miss Waller, I don't...
Stand down!
I wouldn't take such extreme measures.
If this mission weren't more important than you could possibly imagine, are you in or out? Good. Let's meet your team.
It's okay, I'm not okay.
Each member is chosen for his or her own completely unique set of abilities.
All right, make sure you guys check out the Suicide Squad trailer. It's actually pretty badass. It's really entertaining. I think this movie may be the corner that DC turns, hopefully. All right, third on the list out of four is the new TV spot for Black Widow.
Natasha, you're not just a spy, but an Avenger.
I couldn't be more proud of you.
You smell really bad.
On July 9th.
What brings you home?
We have unfinished business.
The experience
still fits.
Will be worth the wait.
Let's go.
Marvel Studios Black Widow, rated PG-13. Tickets and pre-orders available now, July 9th.
It's crazy. Like, that movie has been on the books for a long time. It's actually crazy it's coming out. Are you... We don't really talk about this movie. Are any of you guys excited to see this? Is it just been around so long now, it's like whatever?
I'm excited to see it.
Yeah, I'm in the same
boat. All right, whatever. Just release the fucking thing already.
Bitter D. Yeah, I don't know. I bet you it's our first big Marvel release since Spider-Man. It's going to be, when did Spider-Man come out? It was like almost a year and a half ago, right?
Yeah. It's crazy. Like, I've been wanting to watch Spider-Man again.
I think it's good because what the very end of Spider-Man, spoilers, was him getting outed, right?
Well, yeah, and that he's supposed to get killed. Mysterio.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm actually, I hope that's coming out this year, correct?
Yeah.
The new Spider-Man.
Okay. Is it Spider-Man Rise of the Numericons?
Yeah, that's the one. No, it's Spider-Man becomes a beast.
Beastmaster. Spider-Man Rise of the Spiders, bro. Rise come on.
Spiders. All right. All right, let's stop the nonsense and get into some Halloween Kills. Unfortunately, with a trailer like this, it's hard to kind of convey all the noise that's going on. But it's actually really cool because I know, Derek, you've seen it and you kind of explained the trailer. But it starts off with them in an ambulance leaving the house that's on fire because it's literally right after this last remade movie or the one that comes after number one. And it's on fire and they're like, oh, shit, they're there to put out the fire that they're trying to burn him in the house where they trapped him in the basement. And that's where all the shit ensues because the fire department gets there and they start getting jacked up. I thought this trailer was like, I don't know, like I got so excited for Michael Myers again. Like, how do they keep getting me excited for these characters that have been around like 40 plus years, you know? Like, it's crazy.
It's the killing. It's the killing. The way he kills people. That's what's bringing his goal.
Yeah,
like, I think it's, for me, it's like more realistic. I mean, not the fact that you could come back from the dead, but the fact that somebody could be stalking you and shit.
Yeah,
in real life, someone could be stalking you and eventually try to break in and kill you. You know, I'm like, oh shit.
As long as it's not Michael Myers, I stand a chance because this fucker has not died since 77 when the original one came out.
Yeah, yeah. First one was in the 70s.
Oh, that's crazy.
This trailer, just the trailer, looked like he killed like 50 people
at least.
I think now that these guys like are, you know that there's kill counts on the web, like they just try to, they're like, all right, let's get about like 40 in this one so we get ahead. Like, they want to be the top kill count on the fucking
series.
It's pretty funny. All right, that was it for the trailers this week. A lot of good stuff coming out, man. It's summer. It actually starts, it's feeling like summer. Very excited for all these movies coming out. Now, before I go into Loki, which I have not seen, Daniel's going to take the lead on it tonight. Any other pressing nerd news we need to make sure we get out?
I'm good. Nothing here.
No, nothing.
All right, let's start some Loki. I love this music. All right, Daniel, lead us in. I don't care. Spoilers for Loki. Let us know what happened this week.
And well, all this cool stuff. This one is more like a team building exercise.
Yep.
It's pretty much the same way. They're pretty much, they're stuck at this world where they teleport. The teleport system ran out of battery. And they're mad at each other. They're trying to like fight each other, but they're like, you know, we have to kind of work together to figure this out. Or
now, who is this? Together. You're talking about Loki and Lady Loki, which everyone's calling her? Okay.
So it's just literally the episode is just them kind of bickering back and forth, kind of trusting each other, kind of get to know each other and like trying to break each other down. Like, what are you really about? Why are you, what makes you tick? That's the main gist of it. Like, there's a little like side quests they do, little funny things. They the planet where they teleported it, it's gonna blow up. It's be extinguished. So they have to find a way to get out of this planet before it blows up. But they don't have the teleporters out of battery, so they need a big power source to charge it. And they find out that this planet has like a big rocket ship that it's going to take some of the survivors out of this planet. And the rich, it's pretty much, it's kind of like, what movie was that? I don't remember the name, but it's pretty much, you have to have a ticket to get on this fancy plane to get out of here. And it's all the rich people who are getting.
So 2012?
So Titanic, basically.
Titanic. Pretty much like Titanic, yeah, there you go. So they're trying to hijack this plane so they can get the power source. Anyways, they're all going to die anyway. So like, let's just take the power. And then when they finally got to there, they're trying to get in the ship, and the ship ends up blowing up before they even try to get the power source. And they left off in a cliffhanger. Like, what are they going to do now?
So what would you compare this episode to? Out of the three, this is the third one, correct?
This one is more like, this is the third one. There's literally
a build-up.
Like, they're finally getting to know each other, and they kind of feel comfortable working with each other now. There's little fight scenes here and there, but it wasn't like a big episode like, oh, this happened. But like, it was literally just them getting to know each other officially.
They talk about, they also talk about like their moms, like the different, their families, like how different one was between the others. I think the Lady Loki didn't know her mom, but Loki knew his mom, the male Loki know his mom. So it's just different. It's different versions of their life.
So this is for sure a Lady Loki. This is another version of him.
It still sounds like it. But
We still don't know if it's official, but.
Okay.
It sounds
like Enchantress. People are saying it's Enchantress, but we'll see.
Oh, and really?
It's funny because there's a thing, too, where they reveal that the people that work at that little, like, DMV type of time station actually
Oh, yeah. That's the only big news. Yeah. That
they were regular people. So
the regular people. That yeah, she so went, one of the people she... Sorry. No, sorry. Go
for it.
One of the people she... control in the last episode like, that worked for there.
Uh-huh.
She broke into her mind and tried to get like information out of her, and she was a normal person. Like, she was a person before she even came to the timekeepers, and Loki was like, oh my god, what do you mean? I thought everybody in this place telling me that they were born here, they're like brought here from the timekeeper, made here. So Loki's now figured out that it's a lie.
Oh, yeah, that those people are all actually variants as well.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're all variants too.
Mm-hmm. But they don't know that they're variants.
Interesting. That's actually kind of cool. This could go so many different ways. I'm actually very excited to see where it goes. I'm sure it's going to be huge when it comes to the WandaVision and the Doctor Strange universe, because I think it's going to be a lot of implications going down the pipe from this show. I think this show is going to make the most impact on the rest of the kind of the MCU. You know.
For sure.
All right, well, guys, thank you for a little bit of the update on Loki. I'm actually more excited to see it now, even though the spoilers are out there. I'm still glad to see it. Thank you so much. And I say that we dive into a little bit of back in time. I'll be back in time. Gotta get back in time. Gotta get back in time. 1955, Disney, Mr. Walt himself, released this gem, this classic. Loved this movie as a kid.
What a dog.
Yeah. Tell us about it, Peg.
What a dog.
Peg used to be in the Dog and Pony Follies.
He's a tramp. but they love him. Breaks a new heart every day. He's a tramp, they adore him, and I only hope he'll stay.
Derek, no, that song is not about you, okay?
About a dog.
About a dog. Do you guys know the, you know the movie?
Is that
Lady and the Tramp?
Lady and the Tramp. It's in the name. Come on. Don't say it. You sounded like you weren't sure.
101 Dalmatians.
There's only one song in 101 Dalmatians, and that's Cruella de Vil. They don't sing anywhere else in that entire movie.
Really? Sure? I didn't know that.
I thought they had one more song.
Well, if they do, then I'm 100% wrong, but I don't remember there being another song in that movie.
Everybody Wants to Be a Cat.
That was a good one.
All right, in 1969, Judy Garland, you guys know the name? You know who I'm talking about?
No,
Judy Garland, okay. She died of an OD in 1969. She was 47 years old. She did about 2 dozen films, but she's mostly known for this one.
Dorothy.
Wizard of Oz.
I didn't know Dorothy does drugs.
She OD'd on barbiturates, man. It was crazy. I had no idea.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was weird. It was weird to read that. All right, 1975. People got a new fear. They probably had it just on a way smaller level. But after this movie was released, people feared the ocean, were scared of it. And it's actually very appropriate because it was around 4th of July. So this movie made sense to come out around 4th of July. And this soundtrack, this theme song, iconic. Guesses?
Jaws.
Oh, I love this. I love
Snow White.
Snow White. I love this movie. I really do. Even it's a classic. You want to hear Universal actually approached Steven Spielberg and wanted to do a reboot, and he said he would never, ever, ever allow a reboot of this movie to ever be made. He says it's too iconic, it's too classic. Like, that will never happen. So until he dies, I'm sure. But Universal was like, they actually wanted, because they're rebooting everything, wanted to do it. I'm glad they didn't let him. All right. In 1988, Who Framed Roger Rabbit came out. It was Roger Rabbit's debut. He's been in a few things since then. But this movie, I don't think they can ever make a movie like this again. It was, you know, that human, I mean, they're doing it with Space Jam, but that kind of mix, like that Jessica Rabbit look and all these things, like nowadays would never be made. You know, it's just very different movie, and it's a movie of its time, and I really love this movie. But I always thought it was super hilarious. So this is a clip from Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
The drink.
But I don't want the drink.
He doesn't want the drink.
He does.
I don't.
You do.
I don't.
You do.
I don't.
You do.
I don't.
You don't.
I do.
You don't.
I do.
You don't.
Listen, when I say I do, that means I do.
You know, Christopher Lloyd being in that scene reminded me of Back to the Future 3. Like the whole scene where he's having a drink at the bar, and it was a weird reminder because he had a hat on. It was just really weird. So
that's the one with the Cowboys, right?
Yeah, that was the Cowboy one. It was just a weird
Clint Eastwood.
Clint Eastwood, yeah. That was a great, I love Back to the Future movie. That's, and obviously it's the namesake of our Back in Time. All right, in 1989, this group was number one with this song.
Back to life, back to reality, back to life, back to reality.
Jam. In 1989, this movie came out, and it blew up. It was huge, and I went to see it in the theaters, and I was super excited, and I love this movie to this day. This is the real and original Batman.
Gotham City always brings a smile to my face. Winged freak. Terrorizes. Wait till they get a load of me. Ooh. Oop. Oop.
You know, that scene with him, watching it again, it's really creepy. He actually did a really good job of being a creepy Joker at points.
Yeah, he's a good jester.
Yeah.
The jester.
It's totally random, but I started watching Titans on HBO Max. Oh, God, man, it's a good show.
That's what people say.
I haven't watched it in a long, or started watching it in the beginning, but they're in the third season now. It's actually really good. Sorry, it's totally random.
No, it's really not. What would you recommend it? I mean, is it a good watch?
I recommend it. It's really brutal. Like, there's like blood when they're fighting and breaking bones and stuff. It's actually a really good Teen Titans, like, live action style thing. Real cool.
Robin went a little dark in this movie.
it's pretty cool. I like it. Yeah. Definitely recommend it. If you guys have a chance to watch it, watch it.
All right, I got to check it out. All right, thank you. 1990, this guy joined Saturday Night Live, and I actually really like, he had a couple albums that came out, a couple comedy albums, and also one of them had this song in it, and I always loved this song because it had a little reggae vibe to it.
Piece of shit car, I got a piece of shit car, got fog and vial of shit. Never gets me very far. My car's a big piece of shit, cause these shocks are fucking shot. Well, my seatbelt's...
Do you guys have any idea who that is?
No, but I really thought he was, like, at first was saying something else, but then I had to hear it again. I'm like, oh, he actually is saying shit.
Yeah, piece of shit car. That's Adam Sandler. Yeah,
really?
That's Adam Sandler. Oh. It's a song called Piece of Shit Car. And you know, he's done a couple songs here and there. Did them on Saturday Night Live. I think he did that one Hanukkah song, and he does a remembrance song for Chris Farley. So he's a singer. He's actually a pretty decent singer. If you get a chance, go back and listen to some of his older stuff. And he has this whole comedy album bit about a goat, and it's fucking hilarious, dude. He used to actually be really funny, and then he sold out to Netflix and all this other shit. So,
this hater over here.
Yeah, I'm a little bit of a hater.
Hater, see.
All right, in 1996, another 4th of July movie premiered, and this one was really cool. I still love this. Excuse me, still love this movie.
Morning. In less than an hour, aircraft from here will join others from around the world. And you will be launching the largest aerial battle in the history of mankind. Mankind, that word should have new meaning for all of us today. We can't be consumed by our petty differences anymore. We will be united in our common interests. Perhaps fate that today is the 4th of July.
That's actually a good speech. Actually a really cool speech.
I was actually started thinking like, shit, this is the shittest speed, the bombest speed I ever just did.
Yeah, like I'm actually a little pumped up right now. I feel very, I feel like I should go fight some aliens, even though I don't believe in them. All right. In 2006, this movie came out and was the fastest movie ever at this time to gross $1 billion. Any guesses?
Captain Jack Sparrow, Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah. Was that, I think this is the second movie in the franchise, I believe, Dead Man's Chest?
Yeah.
I think so.
Dead Man's Chest, I think that's the third one.
Is it? I don't know. I'm not, it's one of them.
Sorry, I know what's the second one. It's Pirates of the Caribbean, it says here, Pirates of the Caribbean, Electric Boogaloo 2.
You're so right. That's what it says? Gotcha. Fucking terrible.
Actually, the second one is going to be on Stranger Tides.
Okay. And Dead Man's Chest is the last one?
No, Dead Man's Chest is 3.
Okay.
See? Told you.
Oh, well done. Well done. Well, God, 2000, that seems so long ago. Those movies seem like they came out more recent.
Wait. I'm sorry. I think I got it backwards, actually. Sorry. Yeah, Sky's right. Dead Man's Chest is the second one that came out in 2006. And then the other one came out in 2007.
Ooh, bam. And Mike is dropped, but I won't drop it because it costs a lot of money. All right. In 2010, another vampire movie came out. Really, really, really good movie. I love this movie. Enjoy the trailer.
Sparkle. Be sparkling.
Jacob, what are you doing?
I'm here to warn you. She's leave now.
Just me sparkling.
She's right to know.
What?
We've been tracking the situation in Seattle for a while. Unexplained disappearances.
Oh, yeah.
Killings.
Someone's creating an army.
Someone's creating an army. Twilight, the Eclipse. All right. And in 2011, this song came out, and I forgot about this song, man. This song's badass. All right, in 2017, one of my favorite actors of all time retired, Daniel Day-Lewis. And here's a little clip from The Last of the Mohicans.
You've done everything you can do to save yourself! If the worst happens...
You stay alive! If they don't kill you, they'll take you north up to...
Stay alive!
You submit, you hear? You're strong! You survive! Stay alive, no matter what occurs. I will find you.
Derek, stay alive, no matter what. I will find you. God, it's the worst. For being a great actor, that was the worst scene ever. Oh, so corny. All right, guys, that was it for Back in Time. I'll be back. All right, guys, got a new thing for you tonight. New thing we're going to try out, see how it goes. But this is going to be the Gathering Game Show. Welcome to the Gathering Game Show. Tonight, we see if the guys know their music. Oscar, Daniel, Derek, who will win? All right, guys. So basically the rules are I'm going to read, not sing, lyrics to a song. Okay? If you know the song, okay, and the artist. So you have to know the name of the song and the artist. Say your name. So Oscar, you would say Oscar. Derek, you'd say Derek. And Daniel, you'd say Daniel. Okay? Here you go. Now, let me welcome everybody to the Wild, Wild West. A state that's untouchable. Daniel?
Will Smith, Wild, Wild West?
Nope. Daniel's out. No. Daniel, you're out. A state that's untouchable like Elliot Ness.
Oh, I know. It's it.
Too late.
I know that's California Love by Dre and Tupac.
Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding. Derek got it. California Love by Dre and Tupac. All right. Next song.
I'm Googling shit, Derek.
Painful to me. Pierce right through me. Can't you understand?
Derek, Depeche Mode. I know it's Depeche Mode. That's Enjoy the Silence.
God, Derek. Ding, ding, ding. Nice, nice. Okay, last song. Last song, okay?
Well, Derek, leave me already
out of the comments. Leave me out of the nonsense. Speaking out of context, people need some content. Inward, trying, keep up. Shit's not a contest. Whippin' Ben's concept. Haven't sent, God sent. Least that's what my mom says. Proof is in the progress.
I feel so familiar.
Money's
Derek. Yeah, is it from Drake?
What's the song?
Oh shit, it's from Drake. As I heard this song. Oh, I don't know the song.
You should call me on my cell phone.
No, I know it's Drake. So whoever could get this right, there you go. I gave you a hint. It's Drake.
All right. Any other guesses? What's the name of the song?
Oh my god. I'm supposed to know this.
Busy than a motherfucker. You know how my job get. Barking up the wrong tree, you know how the dogs get. Haven't fallen off yet. Yeah.
Hotline Bling?
Daniel? Nope.
No.
It's actually on Rhapsody, or as Napster, people like to call it. It's his number one song up there. It's called Wants and Needs.
See, I knew it was Drake, though. Like, I heard that lyric before.
You guys want to try to do one more? See if we can get it.
All right. I mean, I won.
Sure. I mean, Derek won already. Yeah.
So is that a no?
You need to sing it, Sky. You need to sing, instead of reading it.
I'm not gonna sing. I'm not gonna sing it. Let's see. That's a good one. Let me. Okay. Here's one. What he wrote down, the whole crowd goes so loud. He opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's choking.
Oh, Oscar.
Oscar.
NMM, Mom Spaghetti. Oh,
I know.
Choke Derek, you out? Or if Oscar's choke get you out?
No, not choke you out.
I know.
Derek, what is it?
Eminem, Lose Yourself.
Lose Yourself. All right.
There you go. Yeah.
Well done, Derek. Derek is our music aficionado.
Yeah,
music.
We all knew that.
All right. Thank you guys for joining the Gathering Game Show. Now it's time for another game we like to play called What If?
And ponder the question. What if?
All right. First question. So, our parents are like, I only have one. So, whatever parents you have, like Daniel, you know, you got yours, Oscar, Derek, and Derek, just because your dad left, you still talk to him, so he counts. they think of this as a Hunger Game type of thing. Now they can team up with each other, they can whatever, but only one person would survive at the end. Which parent out of all of ours. Now, I would go with mine because I know she's crazy as batshit and she kicks some ass. But
wait, who?
Whose parent would win at Hunger Games? So, Derek, you have your mom and dad. Daniel, your mom and dad, Oscar. And I got my mom. Who would win? Derek, who do you think would win?
My dad.
My dad.
You guys sound like 5-year-olds. My dad would kick your dad's ass.
I figured that was it.
That's what I was going to say. We're all going to say my dad.
Oscar, what about you?
What a dumb question somebody asked.
I actually think Chuck would be probably one of the first ones out. Because Chuck is too nice. He's like because they could team up with each other. Someone would backstab him. Like I think
you don't know Chuck. Like we know Chuck.
Oh, Chuck would get down
that way.
Oh,
my dad has a felony. Put it this way: my dad used to have guns that are not supposed to have guns with serial numbers on some nun things.
Oh, great! The ATF found those. Congrats.
Fake news. Fake news. Chuck, run! Chuck, we got you. Run. We're distracted.
He used to be in La Primera.
Oh shit!
La Primera.
I actually think, and I truly mean this: either my mom would win or Martha would win.
Why? I mean, I'm not doubting it, but like, why?
My mom, because she's crazy, and I think your mom, just because I think she would know, like, okay, shit's gonna go down. Like, I'm gonna save my ass. Like, I'm gonna make sure. And I think she'd be the one that get Chuck right in the neck, pop him up. She would get close to people and then get him, you know, make him think that she's on her side. So that's my guess.
We'll see. Let's do it. Let's put it to the test.
Put it in a Hunger Games scenario. So, all right. What about Daniel? You don't think your mom would survive? How long do you think your mom would survive?
Oh, my mom. Sorry, mom. She wouldn't survive.
How quick would she be out?
She would panic right over from the get-go.
Say, my mom will panic as the moment she starts. Like, I hope it's quick and painless. That's all. For my mom. My mom, not Monica. Monica, I think she'll survive.
Monica's too nice, maybe. Dude. She would like try to feed somebody during it, like, and then they would get her from behind. Like,
honestly, I think Monica, she in that state, I think she's gonna be like, nope, like I ain't giving anyone none of my food. I don't trust your bitch asses.
Oh, she would probably poison them. That's even sicker.
Exactly. Mm.
A little psych. All right.
But no. Yeah.
Next question: would you rather go into a coma? Or not wake up until you were 70. Would you rather go into a coma and not wake up until you were 75, or die tomorrow?
Shit, they both suck.
Yeah,
that both sucks.
There's no winning choice here. But you would like tomorrow, like right now, you would go into a coma. You wake up when you're 75, or would you rather die tomorrow?
I'll do the coma.
Oscar, what about you?
Coma.
Oscar would be like, I just want to know if I was happy when I was 75.
I'm going to say die tomorrow.
Yeah, I think I would too. Like, waking up at that time, I would be so heartbroken if, like, people, you know, like, because you know there's going to be a lot of people that don't make it from the time when you wake up, you know? Like, it would be
super sad. For you, it's like only like 5 years or something like that. You wake up.
It's like, I don't like a couple years. I'm good. All right. Would you rather fart only once a year, but it's the worst smell in the world, and you smell for 2 weeks, or fart like you do now, and it doesn't smell, but colored gas comes out of your ass?
Shit, fart once a year.
Fart once a year.
But it's the worst smell, and you smell it for 2 weeks.
Fine. 2 weeks out of the year.
So you wouldn't want colored gas coming out? Why? Would you be walking around with a puff of smoke behind you all the time?
Yeah, probably.
Who wants to see people smoke come out of their ass? You know, everyone's going to know, like, oh, this one farted.
How?
It might think you're a terrorist.
Okay, I got a question. Like, honestly, though, how often do you think you, like, if, let's just say that happened for a day and no one could control it, right? Like, do you think you'd be seeing puffs of smoke everywhere? Like, how?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? That's the problem.
Yeah. Yeah. People are going to be eating, farting, and walking by you, farting. Come on now. You don't tell me you don't walk and fart, Sai?
Oh, I fart all the time. Like, I fart like 10 times. Like, when we're in the show, when I'm doing the show, I'm just like, I'm at least 7 farts in right now, for sure.
Hot boxes on room.
I'm hot boxing farts. All right. Would you rather be a world class dancer, a world class singer, or a world class fighter?
Singer.
Fighter.
I don't know. Singer. I think I'd want to be a singer. I think it'd be cool, singer. Man. Yeah.
Don't mess with the most money right there.
Okay, what kind of music would you want to do? Would you want to do like, I'd love to do like some R&B, dude, like maybe like
this guy in the love shit.
Yeah, I know.
Touch like, my body.
I would do like more Boys to Men. I think that'd be sick.
Oh.
Oh yeah. Oh. The right stuff. You got the right stuff. All right. What about you? Did Oscar, you answered, right? What'd you say?
Yeah, I said fighter.
Fighter.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you rather... Well, we've answered this question before. We'll do it one more time. Because Oscar always makes me laugh. Would you rather know when you die or how you die?
Well, God.
How I died.
Tweedledee, Tweedledoe. Tweedledee, Tweedledoe. Emotion in the motion.
Oh, shit. All right, we'll let Oscar.
I don't know how you guys want to respond to that.
What is quoting Oscar?
Oscar, say something.
What did he say? What did he say earlier?
Nothing.
In the show? He said something earlier, and I didn't mention it, but he said something.
Write down all these quotes he says.
I know. I know. He said something earlier.
All you guys are just jealous.
Yeah, we are jealous. Okay.
I am.
Would you accept $1 million to be deported from the U.S.? You can never come back.
No, heck no.
$1 million and I can't come back to the U.S.?
Can't come back.
$1 million, not that much.
Yeah, not anymore.
Enough, but like, that's, you'll run out.
I mean,
a few more millions, I'd be like, I'd consider it, but $1 million, no.
I think you can survive with $1 million.
No.
No.
I mean, what kind of luxury do you guys want to live?
A normal one. But like, you know, 90s, like, that was wild. $100 used to be enough, too. But now, like, fucking what? That's a gas trip right there.
Yeah, $100 ain't much anymore. It's crazy how, like, money is just kind of, like, even homes are, like, ridiculous in price. So, I think I wouldn't want to be deported. I think, because you get there, and once that money runs out, wherever you're at, like, you're not going to make what you can make here, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then not to mention that, like, wherever you go, you're going to have to change it for the currency, you know, their currency.
Yeah. Okay. Would you rather give up sports altogether, watching sports, you know? And Oscar, this is kind of, Dan, I don't think you watch many, you don't watch sports too much, do you?
More basketball.
Would you rather give up sports altogether if your dog could live happy and healthy for as long as you wanted? Now you could give it up. Now, Derek, for you, it would be music or Halloween.
Oh, fuck.
Would you? Derek has to give up Halloween. Oscar, you'd have to give up sports.
Like, I can't celebrate it, but like.
No, you can't do anything
with
it.
You have to give up music, Derek. Derek gets music. No more listen to music at all.
That's like my favorite part. I get asked Oscar first. That is more.
Honestly, I love my boy, but he when it's his time, his time. He's gonna go on his time. I don't want him living forever. He's gonna even if he's gonna be healthy. I want him to die on his time.
So the Raiders are more important than your dog.
Yeah,
the Raiders, eh?
Hey, Raider Nation, eh?
He's so Canadian.
He's a Canadian Raider.
Canadian, right?
All right, Derek, what about you? Could you give up music?
like I can't listen to any of my favorite music, or just like in general, I can't listen to
any music. The music at all.
Yeah, music can be playing. Your ears just can't hear it.
I just can't hear it. Yeah, I think I would.
For your dog, your dog could live forever and happy and healthy.
Yeah, I think I would.
All right, would you give up Halloween every year for the rest of your life? Yeah, everything has to do with it. That means Halloween movies, anything scary that reminds you of Halloween, you'd have to.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, I guess I could just watch like animated shows and shit. I guess so.
You got to know, man, because this is a big decision. This is actually
true. I would. Yeah, I would.
All right. Derek picks zero over Halloween. All right. Would you rather, and this will be the last one for the night, so this is a little sad. So, would you rather have your dog?
No.
Would you rather have a dog die every time you laugh? Or have there be a genocide every time you fall in love?
I'm going to say that one.
Same. Genocide.
Genocide.
You guys don't care about people. You like dogs more.
Yep.
Truthfully, yeah. Too much. Talk every like 20 minutes. 15 minutes.
All right. And you guys got any other what ifs?
No, can't top that.
Let's end on a sad note tonight. Let's see. Do I have one more? We'll see what we got. Let's see if we have one more.
This one's all. Hello, this guy. Dogs and genocide.
Dogs and genocide.
What's up with you killing dogs, bro?
I'm not killing dogs, man. I'm just trying to figure out if
you're killing dogs.
You guys are the ones killing them.
And you want to kill dogs? That's
I'm not. Sad. I'm not the one answering the questions. I'm the one giving them. I just want to see how messed up your minds are, man. All right, that's it for tonight. Let's end there on the super happy note of dog. hey guys, thank you so much for joining tonight for nerding out.
Sorry to ruin your day.
Sorry to ruin your day. Go I'm hug a your sick dog.
Driveway home.
Go hug your dog. Kiss your dog. Buy a dog. Rescue a dog. I don't know. Just do something with your dog today.
It sounds like he's setting up to replace us, guys.
Yeah,
I know.
On a sad note or something.
Yeah, no.
A
sad
note. Like you got a new crew or something.
No, no,
I
know.
That's what I feel like.
He's gonna leave us at the shelter and also unwanted items. Like, what?
Hey, if you guys start barking, you're out. That's all I'm saying. All right, guys. Thank you so much for nerding out. We love hanging out with the nerds on the show and the nerds out there in podcast land. So once again, thank you for joining the gathering. Sky, I appreciate it. Oscar, Derek, and Daniel, from all of us, don't forget to gather.
Gather on.
On.
Gather on.
Gather on.